Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Well, Social Democrats founders and former co-leaders Roisin Shortall and Catherine Murphy have both announced that they are going to be hanging up their spurs at the next general election and not seeking re-election to the Dáil. And the question, obviously, that has to be asked of both of them is A, why, and B, why now? And I suppose we may as well go in alphabetical order. Catherine Roisin, you're very welcome. Catherine, do you want to take on the why and the why now first?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, why? I mean, I think we've got decades of, experience behind us, and there's a point where it's a good time to go. And we've had a very good local election, for example. We have 6 TDs and 35 councillors, and I think we're leaving the party in very good shape, and hopefully to improve into the future. This is a good time to go, and I think we can, you can be very proud of what we've each achieved in the years that we've been active in public life, and without the people electing us, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to work in an area that we've both been completely passionate about, and obviously that's at the forefront of our minds today.
It would strike me, though, Roisin, that neither of you have lost any of your capacity as parliamentarians or as advocates or as politicians in terms of your capacity to get re-elected. So why stop?
Well, thanks, Anton. Yeah, we still have plenty of enthusiasm and passion for politics. There's no doubt about that. But certainly in my own case, very much thanks to the voters in Dublin North West. I've been a TD since 1992, and that's 32 years ago. And at this stage, I think it probably is a good time for me to step down. I very much appreciate the opportunity that I had, that I was given by the electorate. I've enjoyed every moment of it, I have to say. It's been a terrific time. I've had great opportunities, and I very much thank the electorate for that. But as Catherine has said, the party is in very good shape now. We've had a great local election, and we are very strongly of the view that the future is very bright for the Social Democrats. And I think it's a good time to step down. We won't be moving away completely, of course, stepping down from frontline politics, but we'll be still very much involved in developing and growing the party and being of whatever assistance and help that we can be, both to Holly Cairns as leader and indeed to the party generally.
Catherine, the fact of both of you stepping down at the same time and at the same election, if you were a larger party, it would be less impactful. But it does mean 30% of your current TDs are departing, thanks to both of you going. Did that stay your hand at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's things that you've got to consider. And I've got to say, if I look at, my own constituency, we had a particularly bright local elections. We had 7 councillors elected, 5 of them in my constituency. And there's some very good people there, and I would hope to work with whoever the members choose to be the general election candidate. Would hope to work very closely with that person, both to help get, encourage people to elect them, because I think we've some very good people there. So you'd be thinking about that kind of thing too. But look, there's no good time, and today will always be tinged with a little bit of regret and sadness and all the rest of it, but also a great deal of relief, because you've worked a long time, and most people do retire at my age, and I don't think, or even a little bit before it. So I think there's no good time to do this.
At what point did you first tell each other of your thinking?
I can't remember a particular point in time. I mean, it was raised with us on several occasions. But most recently, it would have been certainly for the last couple of months I've been seriously thinking about it, and we would have had conversations during that time, you know, because we're obviously looking at the general election coming up.
And was it?
I just add to that, Anton. You know, we started the party in 2015. Now, we did a lot of political experience behind us at that stage. But the reason we took that on at that stage in our careers, as we said at the time, it was about the next generation. It was about creating a party that that would attract people, that was a genuine party about, you know, a fairer society and honest politics. And thankfully, a lot of people responded to that. So from the beginning, it was about the future. And we've often talked about that, about how we need to develop policies which are about the future of the country and about opportunities for people in the future. And when we stepped down last year and Holly Cairns took over, we made that point very clearly that we were doing that because we were handing over the baton to the next generation. And, you know, as I said, we feel very confident that the party is in a good place and is very much attractive to not only young people, but people, I think, across the age cohorts. And we've been very blessed in relation to that, in the kind of support that we've received. And we think that the party will continue to do that.
And Roisin, the original genesis of the party to do with ideology and policy schisms from the left as was and Labour as was. As you now sit, I imagine that some of those gaps have closed in policy terms or is not as raw. I was speaking to Pat Rabbit on the eve of the local elections, and he was saying that it was almost certainly on the cards that the Soc Dems and Labour would find some form of way to gradually climb into bed together. Is that tactically the best thing now to do, to create a cohesive force on the left by combining?
Do you know, I don't think anybody within the Social Democrats would think that that was a good idea. When we set up the party, we did so to give people choice, and we wanted to create a genuine social democratic party, which is about, you know, a fair society and honest politics. We set out to do that, and we've always been of the view that there should be choice. Like in the early days when I got involved in politics, we were very much dominated by the 2.5 party system. So it was still civil war politics supported by a smaller party. And we wanted to move away from that. And the country has done that largely, you know, for the foreseeable future. We'll certainly be having coalition governments. And that's a good thing because, you know, there's a broader spectrum of opinion and views represented in a multi-party coalition. I think, you know, it's the certainly the way of the future. And we're providing an additional choice. And I think that's the right way to go. And there's no question, I think, but that we're going to concentrate on developing the Social Democrats.
Roisin, forgive me asking about gender, because it shouldn't be a significant issue. Unfortunately, in Irish politics, it still is. And a text to say, a shame to lose two very experienced, strong women from Irish politics. You talk about your period of representing your constituency, 3 decades plus. Across that period, has the capacity for women in Ireland to get elected and contribute to the political system, A, has it improved significantly? And B, is there much more work to be done?
I'd say yes to both, actually. And I certainly was involved in 1990 in the Mary Robinson campaign. And I think that very, very particular breakthrough for women in politics was a big inspiration for a lot of people. And I certainly was encouraged to participate in local government, first of all, and then to stand for the Dáil. So I've always been of the view that it's an advantage to be a woman in politics because I think the electorate is very, very open to having a more diverse representative Dáil. So I have to say I've never found it to be a drawback in any way to be a woman in politics. And in fact, at times it's been a real advantage, I think. So we do still have a long way to go. I think there is a big issue about incumbency and so many seats being held by men, and it's very hard to break into that. And in many ways, I think that's one of the reasons why the Social Democrats have been so successful in attracting women, because as a new party, we were, you know, very open to ensuring that we had a full slate of candidates representing the broad spectrum of Irish society. And there wasn't that drawback of incumbency, if you like. So, you know, in the elections that we've participated in, we've had about an equal share of males and females. And I have to say, we've had no difficulty at all in attracting women to the party. So, you know, nationally, I think there's some way to go. But certainly from the point of view of the Social Democrats, I think we have been a very attractive party to women. And I think we'll continue to do that, as well as to men, of course.
We're receiving a lot of texts commending you on your contributions over your time in politics. Two very hardworking, genuine women. They are great role models for younger women. Thanks to both of them for all that they have done, and a lot more along those lines. Roisin Shortall and Catherine Murphy, thank you very much for taking the time to come on this evening. That's Roisin Shortall and Catherine Murphy, co-founders, and obviously both at one point co-leaders of the Social Democrats, who have announced that they are not going to be standing at the next general election.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.